We're going to meet with members of the Chamber, and it's open to everybody, to give people kind of practical tips in relation to protecting their business, making their business less attractive for shoplifters and others that have criminal intentions coming onto their property. It's an opportunity for us as well to engage with the business owners and provide practical advice around all aspects of protecting your business and your staff as well, and anybody else that comes into your premises. Like, when we think of businesses, we often think of the shop front that we see on the main street, but there's a lot more behind as well, like where you have stores and deliveries, etc., etc. And there's so many opportunities there for crime. And our plan tonight is just to give people practical tips to kind of deter anybody, say somebody who would be motivated to commit a crime. They often say there that a crime occurs when three things are present. Number one, if somebody's present that's motivated to commit a crime. Number two, if an opportunity presents itself to that person. And number three, if there's sort of a reduced or perceived reduced risk that they're going to get caught, they're going to try and take advantage of that situation and go in and commit a crime. So we'll be advising business owners about putting practices in place that have maybe, if they've not already done so, and many of the businesses will have already done so, and it's just a kind of reminder coming up to the busy Christmas season, to mitigate against becoming a victim of crime, talking about things like alarms, CCTV, security, procedures, policies in place with their company. So it's all that kind of practical advice, and we're looking forward to this evening now and meeting with the business owners.
As you say, it is a very busy time of the year, and it's the sort of time where distraction can be applied, and we know that distraction crimes are quite prevalent in terms of crimes against business. So the more people are aware of what the risks are, the more they're going to be able, as you say, to mitigate against them.
That's correct. And it's a good opportunity as well, working with the Letterkenny Chamber, because Letterkenny Chamber have a link into all those businesses, to get in there and get speaking to the business owners. And maybe one of them might have went to one-to-one chat with myself. Maybe I'll go down and have a look at their premises and give them whatever advice we can see. It's always better to put another set of eyes on something. You might be ploughing along thinking you're doing a grand job, and just, you know yourself, if a second person comes in and has a look and say, there's something there, I think you maybe could be a bit better. And not to say that there's anything wrong with what many of the businesses are doing, but it's just that independent set of eyes. And obviously over the years, when ourselves in the Garda Síochána, we would have come across crimes occurring, and you would have that wee bit of experience where you would say, yeah, this is why this happened, and maybe I can see that this could happen at your business, and maybe we'll give you a wee bit of advice in that regard.